pins me to my bed. White. There was a moment in the darkness when the fear lifted, a moment where white surrounded me. Hope. Lily and someone else, and a sprinkling of water. Holy water, Jenna. You can let go if you need to. Forgiveness, Jenna. But I couldn't let go. It wasn't in my power. I was already swirling, flying, falling, to some place deep I didn't understand, where all the sounds but my own voice disappeared. Only me. For so long. I don't want to be alone anymore. Father. I hear a creak. My clock reads 3 a.m. Father stands in my doorway, the soft yellow light from the hallway illuminating his face. A shadow of stubble is on his cheeks. His hair is uncombed. His eyes are hollow. He looks like he could have run here all the way from Boston. Angel, he whispers. I'm awake, I say. He comes in and sits on the edge of my bed. I'm sorry, he says. I didn't want you to find out this way. My hands are artificial, I tell him. My legs, too. He nods. I sit up and lean against the headboard of my bed. I lift my hands in front of me and stare at them. I loved my hands, my legs. I say it more to myself than to him. I had never thought about it before. They were just there. And now I can see that these... I turn them, looking at the palms. These are different. They're not mine. They're imposters. I wait for him to deny it, to erase the last 12 hours with just a few words. I watch his face. Even in my shadowed bedroom, I can see how tired he is. I can see the red rims of his eyes. They're nearly identical to the original, he says. All of your ballet recital videos allowed us to digitally measure every centimeter of you. Hooray for videos, huh? He hears the sarcasm in my voice and closes his eyes momentarily. I ache. Maybe for his pain. For Claire's. But mostly for mine. My loss. I can't care about theirs. Not now. How did I get to this point? How can I go back? He takes my hand in his and examines the gash. It's not even real skin, is it? I say.
Yes, it's real. Some of it is even yours.
How?
It's lab skin, grown in the lab and genetically engineered to be nourished through the biogel. It took months to get all the skin types we needed. We could only harvest a small portion of yours because of the burns and infection, but still, we did get some.
His voice is stronger, less tired. He's more confident as a doctor than as my father. What do you mean, engineered?
We had to make some changes so nutrients and oxygen could be delivered in a modified way.
So it's not human skin?
It is human. Completely human. We've been genetically altering plants and animals for years. It's nothing new. Tomatoes, for instance. We engineer them to withstand certain pests or give them a longer shelf life, but it is still 100% a tomato.
I am not a tomato.
He looks at me sharply. No, you're not. You're my daughter. You have to know, Jenna, I would do anything to save you. You're my child, and I want to be honest with you. So let's cut the crap. Lab skin is yesterday's news. You want to know more than that? Let's move on.
I always loved that about Father. He was direct. Claire and I could dance around a subject for days and weeks, but not Father and me.
Maybe because he was around less. He didn't have time to dally.
Right now, I wanted to dance. I feel like I could dance forever.
Jenna, he says, nudging me.
Skin, bone, that's one thing, I say. But Lily says you only saved 10% of my brain.
True?
True.
Then what am I? He doesn't hesitate.
You're Jenna Angeline Fox, a 17-year-old girl who was in a terrible accident and nearly died. You were saved the way so many accident victims are saved, through medical technology. Your body was injured beyond saving. We had to patch together a new one. Your skeletal structure was replicated. You have all the bone structure of a normal teenage girl. Muscle areas are taken up with additional modified biogel. Most movement is accomplished through digital signals within the bone structure. Some is accomplished through the traditional method of cabled ligaments. Your skin was replaced. Your brain, the 10% we saved, was infused with additional biogel. But obviously 10% is not enough for full function, so we scanned your whole brain and uploaded the information for safekeeping until we had the rest of the elements in place.
Uploaded? You uploaded my brain?
The information. Every bit of information that was ever in your brain. But the information is not the mind, Jenna. That we've never accomplished before. What we've done with you is groundbreaking. We cracked the code. The mind is an energy that the brain produces. Think of a glass ball twirling on your fingertip. If it falls, it shatters into a million pieces. All the parts of a ball are still there, but it will never twirl with that force on your fingertip again. The brain is the same way. Illegal brain scans have been going on for years. Nanobots the size of blood cells are injected, sometimes even without a person's knowledge, since it's all wireless transfer. Bits of information are extracted, but the mind, could never be transferred. It's an entirely different thing from bits of information. We found that it's like a spinning glass ball. You have to keep it spinning, or it falls and shatters. So we upload those bits of information into an environment that allows that energy to keep spinning, so to speak.
To keep thinking. He nods. That environment was my hell. My black void I didn't understand. My endless vacuum where I suffocated, screamed, cried, but no one came to help me. My own father put me there. I lay my face in my hands. The hands that are not really mine. I suck in a ragged breath. Do I even have lungs? Or is this just a remembered action? I shudder, repulsed at everything that I may or may not be, wanting to escape, but trapped again. By what? Myself? I don't know who or what I am anymore. I feel Father's arms around me. His stubble scratching my cheek, whispering in my ear. Jenna, it will be all right, I promise. He's my father again, not the doctor. The confidence is gone. I hear the fear in his voice. He is not sure things will be all right. I push him away. I need to know everything.
You will, but even that 10% needs rest. Let's both get some sleep. We'll talk more in the morning.
I'm tired, drained. I nod and lie back on my pillow. Just before he reaches the door, I stop him. Is it true?
True.
Is there really a most important 10%?
Yes, he says. I truly believe there is.
Day 1. New Jenna. Father staples my skin together. I feel a quick pinch.
It's deeper than I thought it was last night,
Father says.
How did you do this?
It happened when I...
Careful, Jenna. They hid your computer from you.
It happened when I went for a walk. I stumbled and came down on a rock.
A rock did this?
It had a sharp edge to it.
Oh.
I'm not sure he believes me. But then again, I'm not sure how much to believe of what he says, either. I guess that makes us even. He swabs the now-stapled cut with gel and begins wrapping it with gauze. We sit at the kitchen table. Claire, too. She's still in the clothes she had on yesterday, rumpled now. Her usually neat hair is uncombed. She's tired, her face looking numb, like she has no energy to express anything. But still I can tell she's restraining herself from talking. She's letting Father do most of it. He holds nothing back, and I see Claire wince at some of the information. If I only have 10% of my original brain, what's the rest?
It's not exactly correct that you don't have your brain. You do. You just don't have the same material it was housed in. Now it's in the biogel.
Then explain biogel. I ask my questions flatly, not committing to emotion. Not angry, not sad. Not committing to acceptance or forgiveness. I can't give them that.
Biogel is an artificial neural network built on a biological model. It's a condensed, oxygenated gel that is filled with neural chips. These chips are as small as human neurons, and the wonderful thing is, they communicate and pass messages in the same way human neurons do, through chemical neurotransmitters. The typical human brain, Jenna, is composed of 100 billion neurons. You have 5 times that. Every inch of you is packed with biogel.
I sense that Father thinks I should be impressed, maybe even grateful. But what about my missing heart? My liver. I don't want 500 billion neural chips. I want guts. He continues to describe his handiwork.
We uploaded all the information from your brain to a central sphere around your saved brain tissue, the pons, or the butterfly, as it's sometimes called. But eventually all the information will be shared with the whole network.
If it's all there, why am I having a hard time remembering?
I don't share that there are some things I'm remembering that I shouldn't. Like my baptism at 2 weeks old. I want to believe that Father has it all under control, but memories like these tell me he may be as lost as I am. He's tampered with the unknown. What door has he opened? Will he change his mind and want to close it?
Your memory lapses aren't unlike someone who's had a stroke and is slowly recovering, he says. The brain has to find new pathways to access and store information. That's what you're doing now. The neural chips are building pathways.
Are you sure it's all there?
Mother and Father share a quick glance. Do they think I'm blind?
Reasonably sure, Father says.
Reasonably. Like that's enough. Father is done with my hand and I stand.
So if this is all so groundbreaking and wonderful, why are we here?
I know the answer, but I want to push them. Like a child on a playground shoving at someone's shoulder. It feels good. I answer my own question before they can put their spin on it.
I'm illegal, aren't I? That's why we live here. We're hiding out.
Mother stands, coming around the table toward me.
Jenna, the laws will change.
Father jumps in.
You've done nothing wrong. What we've done is illegal. So yes, that's one of the reasons we're here.
Mother is about to reach me, and I put my hand out like a stop sign to halt her.
One of the reasons?
I ask. Father hesitates. Another shared glance between him and Mother.
The biogel has its limitations. We know the shelf life, the oxygenation, is reduced with extreme temperature changes, especially cold. This location was chosen because it has the most constant temperate climate in the country.
I begin laughing. Shelf life? My God, I have a shelf life.
It's not that unusual.
Stop! I have a shelf life, for God's sake. That is unusual.
Call it whatever you want, but what living thing doesn't have a shelf life of some sort? We all do. You're twisting this out of...
I can't believe this! I circle around, my arms flailing over my head. But just as quickly, I'm disgusted that I'm mimicking Claire's nervous gestures. I stop cold and face Father.
How long does it last?
In this environment, we think it may have a good 200 years.
The problem is there is no data yet.
And if I were to go to a cold climate, Boston?
Again, we don't have definitive data, but it could be reduced to just a couple of years, or maybe even less.
I stare at them both. Just when I thought it couldn't get worse, it does. I have a life expectancy between 2 and 200 years. What's next?
I back toward the door.
How could you do this to me?
We did what any parent would do. We saved you.
Saved what? I'm a freak. You saved an uploaded artificial freak.
Mother steps closer, and in an instant her hand shoots up, ready to slam across my face. But she catches herself, her hand frozen in midair.